What up? It's Peter Parker here.
Samurai Johnny.
And Choo Choo's Ghost is with us, but Choo Choo's still alive. Don't worry about that, but you know, his spirit's here. He's just not here at the same time, but. Alright, so. Apparently, Johnny had an interesting night. We're not bringing it up, but I'm just telling you guys, he had an interesting night. It's a lot of stress, you know? Stress gets to you. You say shit you don't mean to say. Happens to everyone, especially my mom. Even though I'm pretty sure she means half of it.
Fucking depressing as hell.
Pretty sure she means half of it.
Alright.
Alright, so topic for the day. What are we talking about?
We forgot Cunter's phrase of the day.
Now for Cunter's phrase of the day.
I feel dead inside.
Alright.
Depression is fucking real.
I think that's everyone.
Yeah, everyone's fucking depressed today.
But besides the point, topic for the day.
I don't fucking know.
You're not fucking helpful.
You're not fucking helpful either.
Not at all. Alright, so, I got kind of sidetracked yesterday about the social media, so, yeah, I gotta get on that today. Samurai Johnny's gonna remind me. So I can get on that and get it all done. And so new like thing is by the end of next week at the latest. Hopefully by like Wednesday talks, we'll have it all up and set up. Hopefully. But I got busy because I had school and I forgot. And I watched movies and I forgot because I was watching movies, but. So it was mostly my fault. I blame Choo Choo and Johnny because they didn't remind me.
Oh, fuck you. Let me see that. I got that. If Choo Choo was here, he'd say fuck you.
He would. He would. Also, whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit, so fucking amazing.
Yes.
Why don't we talk about guilty pleasures?
Having a phone when I'm not supposed to.
Do you know what a guilty pleasure is?
Something you do, but then you feel guilty.
No, it's something that you do that you don't like other people knowing about. Like, it's like, or like listening to a song that you know everyone hates, but you know you enjoy it by heart.
I don't have any of those, really. I don't know.
I have a couple of those.
Enlighten us.
I have two songs that I listen to that I feel like a lot of these people might know, but...
Mention. Names. Specifics.
The song YMCA. Fucking love that song.
I can get down to that one.
Dude, if you've ever actually listened to the lyrics, it's a pretty bomb-ass song. And then the other one's a Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Is that the, like, I'm a Barbie?
Yeah, the one me and you sang? Yeah, dude, like... Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess we do have... I do have guilty pleasures. They're the same as yours.
Do you remember that time when fucking while ago when we were on the bus?
We played it, yeah.
Yeah, and
we chips from shit.
Everyone fucking jammed the fuck out to it.
Yeah. Present conclusion. Good stuff. Present conclusion. 32! What is that? No, it's... I don't know what's going on, but someone's getting trained for something. Combat.
I trained with the Taliban.
I train just by living, apparently. Because if I withstand my mom, I can withstand anything.
You gotta test it right.
Let's face it.
Oh, God. I'm gonna fail.
What else do you want to talk about today?
My dog's got a cyst thing on him.
What the fuck?
It's huge. It's like this big.
Yeah. I did not need to know that. I don't think
it's kinda great. It doesn't pain him, but he's old, so we're just gonna let him live out his life in peace. I told him he can't die till I leave.
How long will that be?
Next year, when I turn 18. After I leave, he can die.
Oh, fuck. Oh. You do know you can move out when you're like 17 or 16, right?
Yeah, but they wouldn't let me do that.
If you have a good, reasonable source of income, you can move into like, if you can, get your own place, or either that, you can go to...
I have no income, John.
Exactly.
That's not good, reasonable.
I know. Oh, I'm dying here.
I fucking hate this commercial. They're singing about fucking toilet paper.
Oh, God.
Oh, well. You know what? Me and 320, we can kill this.
That's shoot yourself bad.
I said, me, Tay, Gordon. Yeah, no, I got this picture too.
This commercial is totally me.
I just didn't put it in the stars.
You know what's one thing I realized?
What?
That there was a fucking midget in R2-D2. You didn't realize that? No, I thought it was a fucking RC car the whole time, or some kind of robot thing, but no, Kenny Baker, the actor behind R2-D2, dies at 81.
The inception.
Yeah, the fucking confusion as hell.
Why?
That's basically what it is.
I hate when people say that white people have no culture. Like, try again, sweetie. There's this police article about the police busting the largest incestuous inbreeding sex ring in Alabama's history. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I had to unfold myself.
You need to unfold yourself?
Yes. Have you seen the new Spider-Man Far From Home?
Yes, dude. That movie looks so
yes,
fucking...
Yes, the fucking trailer looks so goddamn good.
My favorite part is when he's fucking wingsuiting. I was like... And then fucking Jake Gyllenhaal is Mysterio out of fucking nowhere.
Yup. Just out of nowhere. I love how Flash and it, no, you know, like the character's name, they call him Flash.
Yeah.
I love how he, like, is just like, yeah, he's cool, but he's not Spider-Man. And then Peter Parker just works up and he's just like, hey, dickhead. Doesn't even know. Doesn't even know.
And the weird thing that confused me in that trailer is it looks like Mysterio is helping Spider-Man just a little bit.
Yes.
What?
Mysterio is trying to save the world and Spider-Man's trying to save the friends and the world. So they're helping each other. Because neither of them can win on their own. Not in that fight.
Oh, against whatever the fuck they're up against.
Yeah, against a mutant elemental creature, bitch. I love their description. It's like Iron Man met Thor. Hey, I would have said it was like Doctor Strange met Thor, but...
What do you mean?
Yeah, like his suit looks like kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
Thor's, but he's got like powers that are kind of like... Is that the Hulk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The audience can't see this, but there's this fucking weird ass Hulk thing that looks like it's
it looks constipated.
It looks constipated and looks like it's having a stroke at the same time.
That's great.
It looks this is at a bowling alley and it fucking,
you went there?
I went to a bowling alley and this is a prize.
It's fucking great. I'm gonna cry now. Alright, so if the Wi-Fi will work with me, I'm trying to get the email set up right now.
When you're in the rice fields and the sky starts playing Fortunate Son.
That was so racist. John, I have 22 apps on this phone, and I haven't even used the 16 gigabytes.
Really?
Yep, I haven't even used my SD card.
Look at this. Over 100 women stood on stage to screaming protest.
That's fucking great.
Raise one finger if you're a man. Yeah, that's not ladies, bad. None yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Nah, who cares about this? Two more fingers for everyone over 16. Just like what? Two over 50.
So what the fuck you want to talk about today?
This stupid ad. Anyone in your family has who's going to listen to this?
I don't fucking know.
What do you mean, try again later, you son of a bitch?
I'm not even gonna try.
The fuck are you yelling at?
The phone.
Today I was at the shops and I bought an Adventure Time cup and I was leaving this... When I was leaving, this 16-year-old pregnant girl sneered at me and said, how old are you? And this random 12-year-old boy looked at her and said, old enough to know how to keep her legs shut.
Oh, shit.
Roses are red, violets are blue. It don't always be like that, but sometimes it do.
Yeah, I've seen that one. You don't look like this.
If you don't look like this by 3 a.m., you didn't turn up.
Yup.
For the audience who can't see this, this is...
like a middle-aged man.
Picture a mixture of Jack Black meets Gollum meets, like, crackhead uncle all in one.
I love the crackhead uncle part.
Either that or it's, we are the Walking Dead. Drops mic.
That's great. Alright,
look at that. I'll pass that. There you go. With Mr. Kid, with like a... Let's talk about siblings.
Oh shit. My sister ripped her pants like straight open one time. Just like the whole pant leg.
How the fuck do you do that?
Well, we had the bright idea to put a belt through our belt loops and then tie it to our porch railing and run. And it just ripped my belt loop. It ripped her whole pant and she had to like try to run inside so my mom wouldn't know. She was running through the house just doing her underwear.
Me? I've never done shit like that, but I've had a bullwhip.
Oh.
I had a bullwhip when I was younger. I was like 7 and my parents were like, "Here, have a bullwhip." I was like, "Fuck yeah." I was like, I tried to be fucking Indiana Jones one time. I tried to whip it at the railing and jump off my porch.
Did you get it on the railing?
I got it on the railing, but it slipped off and I fell. But like I was standing straight up, so when I swung, I just landed right on my feet.
Oh, okay.
But like I whipped it and it like wrapped around, so I thought maybe if I like pull it when I jump, maybe it'll like hold on. No, it pulled like right the fuck
off. You should have pulled it while you were standing there.
Well, when you're 7,
test it, you son of a bitch.
You don't think, you just do.
Yeah, my stick almost cut off a girl's finger one time.
How the fuck does that happen?
An axe.
How the fuck?
She was trying to cut down this little tree, and the girl like, for some stupid reason, like tried to reach for the tree. And my sister just scratchunk. I didn't get in trouble. My sister did, but
did it hit her?
Yeah, almost severed her finger. She had to get airlifted.
You mean severed?
Severed? Yeah,
not severed. What the
had heck? To get airlifted to fucking Jackson or some shit. They were still friends. I wouldn't have been friends with her.
I really would have reconsidered my friendship at the moment.
Yeah, for real. I got in a fight with those two kids too. The girl included. The dude just like fucking jumped me and I just started like kicking his ass and his sister just came out of nowhere and I was like, what the fuck?
I have no choice but the fuck back. I was little
too. Cause like he had mad, he was mad earlier. Cause earlier we had like play fought and he had like tried to kick me and I grabbed his foot and I like yanked it up and flipped him completely over.
So like
he had got mad and he had like tried to just like start trying to beat shit out of me after that. And I was like, no, that's not how this is happening. Yeah, man, we got a girl over here. You didn't know that?
No.
That's been there forever.
You know how me and my older brother Anthony used to solve problems? How we used to solve
Anthony!
Like when we used to fight? We used to settle it on the trampoline. Like we used to fight on the trampoline. It was the greatest shit. Sometimes we got boxing gloves on. Like we went hard at it. It was fucking fun. The best times is when we were living in Japan and it was fucking pouring down rain like a fucking tsunami.
And you guys had a fucking trampoline?
Yeah, we were on the trampoline. The trampoline was chained down and we're like, and then we'd start fighting on the trampoline. Dude, it felt like fucking Mortal Kombat.
We had boxing gloves at my dad's. Me and my sister used to just go to town on each other. But then again, we used to put bruises on each other for giant tree branches.
True.
Like, we'd use like 30-foot tree branches and use them like swords and just fucking hit them against each other, the splinters all over each other. Good times. And then my sister hit me with tree branches. I didn't even have one at my dad's. He just comes up out of nowhere. And I went to my dad and he beat her with a spoon. It was the most satisfying punishment to watch ever. Just like, that's what you get, bitch. I was just looking at her the whole time and then the eye, just like, that's what you get.
Dude, my mom has like Latino mom accuracy with a flip flop. My little brother did some shit and he was running away from her and he was running up the stairs and she took off her flip flop like she went
and it flew through the air and nailed my little brother in the back of the head.
Did he fall down?
Yeah, he fell down on the ground. He was like four. He was like four.